Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing, get informed. I mean, don't make this a big deal. Right? Make this really, really easy because you're informed and you're engaged. All right? Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Making it easier, right, for guys like me to make a few bucks online, a few to get a good product, good solid product made here in this country. You keep the money here, you keep the people here working. It's a big deal, or I think it is anyway. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off of sheets, pillowcases, you know, mattress covers, there's all kinds of things there to normally buy around the house. You know, that other store that went out of business, you know, partially for, you know, canning Mike's pillows. And by the way, I love the pillows. I don't think there's a product I don't really care for of his that I haven't got. Right, slippers. I think I told you I got pillows, pillowcases, sheets. Oh, the towels. Love the towels. Think they're great. And promo code Joe gets your money. But everything there, I have found to be a quality. And guys usually don't get all excited about sheets. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Well, new documents have kind of popped up. It implicate Marie Yovanovitch and George Kent. These were Trump bashers. Now we find out they lied during the Trump impeachment, knowing Hunter undercut U.S. anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine. So even though they knew they had somebody that really was worse, this shows you how much they hate you, and they hate this country and love their own wallets. They're willing to sell the country. But do you guys realize the biblical proportion at which action will need to be taken to clean up the government? I mean, truly. To get rid of the people, you know, I can't remember the name of the show, but, you know, the lone survivor. Whenever there's a joint session of Congress, one congressperson is always missing. And the reason for that is that I can't remember what it's called. Come on, you guys in the chat room will know. But he is the lone, if something were to happen to them, he would be the lone survivor, then thus becoming president. And they had a show on about that, where that actually happened in the show, obviously. But what the show was putting out there, whether they were doing it knowingly or unknowingly or had the right information or not or what have you, was how much corruption the deep state had outside of the Congress, outside of the senators. And that, in all reality, they still, as they were, you know, having special elections to get new congressmen, to get new senators or what have you, it was all being orchestrated by the deep state. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just amazing. The Sole Survivor. Is that what it was called? Is that what the show was called? But it was really, again, really interesting to watch that all go down. And to think that that could be happening, not that we're wiping out Congress, but to think that they could be happening today. To think that the deep state and others are pulling all those strings is very scary. In a private classified email shared with Just the News, a great place to go to check out the news, one of the top U.S. officials in the Kyiv embassy told then Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch at the end of the Obama administration that Hunter Biden had in fact impacted the U.S. anti-corruption agenda in Ukraine. The real issue to my mind was that someone in Washington needed to engage VP Biden quietly and say that his son Hunter's presence on the Burisma board undercut the anti-corruption message. Oh, yeah. They don't care. You act like there's some sense of nobility there or integrity. There isn't. The Biden name's not known for either one of those. Or truth. You know, I mean, think of the message you sent to the Ukrainians. Here they were voting people. They were trying to clean up the government. They thought we were there to help them. Ooh. Funny. Shock, shock. Guess not. Anyway, they heard one message from us, and then they saw another, you know, set of behavior with the family association, with a known corrupt figure whose company was known for not playing by the rules. So Burisma was known by Ukrainians for what they stood for. Just amazing. And there was an email to that fact. Joe Biden's role in pressuring then Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. He wants him to fire Shokin. We've heard about that ever since. I mean, he bragged about it. And we still said that was right. It shows you that the American people are either asleep at the wheel or have swallowed that pill or so many of those pills. I don't know if we can get them out of the hole. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, then you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That would be the counselor on you. Seriously. That would be the counselor I would need. You know, I find all this amazing. I need that guy that would look at me and go, yeah, no, you're doing it wrong. I know you're smiling, and you think you're doing a great job, Messina, but, you know, that sucks. You're not there, buddy. And again, like I said, that's what I need. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I love to say. And the way you do that is you get involved, right? Anyway. Let's see. Oh, I know what I'm about to hit you guys with. Because I, seriously, as I went through some of these stories, I don't do many financial stories. Because it's all over the place. Depending on the economics person I have, will tell you where we're at, what's going on, how bad it is, how good it is, how okay it is. It is kind of crazy. But one of the things you've heard over and over and over again here, and I think Dave Sussman might even have talked about it, banks are starting to get downgraded now. Banks are having trouble. Right? America, some of you guys that I know that have sent me emails about it, you've had to dip into your savings to, just to pay your bills. And you perceive it to be a temporary thing, if you would. But the reality is it may not be. So, you know, recent piece that just came out. Shares of several U.S. banks fell on Tuesday, the day after ratings agencies, S&P Global, followed Moody in cutting its credit ratings. Because they're way over invested in commercial real estate. Now, S&P's action will make borrowing more costly for banking sector, aiming to recover from crisis earlier this year when three regional lenders failed. Right? Regional lenders are important to developers, builders, and that kind of thing. Some of the structural aspects of the banks regarding their balance sheet remain risks of banks as the Fed continues to try to anchor inflation with higher rates for longer. So what they're trying to do, yeah, right. I mean, why would you buy a piece of property or a commercial piece of property when you're pretty much at the highest interest rate, and it, well, it might go higher, but some people can't qualify when it goes up a half a point. I was talking to a real estate agent today who said that he had had several homes fall out over a half a point increase. Because though they barely qualified at 6.5%, the 7% rate threw them out of the game. Really that easy. You know, and when banks like the Silicon Valley Bank failed, interest in gold and silver began to just take off. Gold and silver has always, well, gold especially, it's always confused me to a degree. I get it. You want to buy precious metals, got it. You buy the coins, you buy... A lot going on there. Maybe that's my next group to bring on. And there's so many Americans that moved retirement accounts to precious metals that some companies had a heck of a time just trying to keep up. Now, there is a Christian gold group out there, Genesis Gold Group, faith-driven, precious metals. They would be able to keep up with the demand because their executives anticipated the surge. And this is just individuals who are making moves. Central banks, they're moving to gold. They're buying gold and silver. China and Russia have been, you know, swallowing up gold and silver all across the planet. And even some of our own states here have made moves to allow the Treasury to buy precious metals to back the state's holdings. So like I said, it from 2010 to today, it has skyrocketed, seriously. So you need to get, I don't know who your, I do not know. Who your gold people are, or who your finance people are. But man, I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff happening that you need to be aware of. You need to have some info on, if you would. All right. Hey, public service announcement. Biden accused of staying in illegal vacation rental. I don't know if you guys heard about this. But he's staying with Tom Steyer. This guy was a piece of work here. He's been a piece of work for decades. You know, it's interesting to me that people with money, lots of money, perceive themselves to be brilliant. And they might be in certain areas of their life, but not in everything. Just because they have money doesn't mean they have a right to tell me how to raise my kids. Just because they have money doesn't mean that they have a right to tell me whether God exists or not. And just because they have the money doesn't mean they have a right to tell me what I should be putting in my body. Okay? Doesn't give you that right just because you have money. Billionaire Democrat Tom Steyer is being accused by local residents of illegally renting his Lake Tahoe, Nevada residence to Joe Biden for the Biden family's 8-day vacation. I think this is the second vacation they've been on this month, haven't they? Nevada residents to Joe Biden for the Biden family's 8-day vacation, right? Steyer could face up to a $20,000 fine if he's found to not have a Douglas County vacation home rental permit. Biden's children, Hunter and Ashley, as well as spouses and grandchildren, are reportedly staying with Joe and Jill at the Steyer $18 million mansion. No comment. All right. The White House claimed that now Clarence Thomas right now, right, is being chewed up for taking advantage of one of his rich friends, you know, trip on the yacht and or trying to claim that he stayed with them, never stayed with them. Nothing had been given to him for free. Right? The White House claimed that Biden was paying fair market value for the stay at the Steyer Mansion. Right? That opened the door for the complaints. The people that were looking to nail Steyer and looking to nail Biden, and as well they should, when they heard him say that he was renting it or he was paying fair market value, that was a big deal, right? Now, Megan Barnes of the Nevada Globe broke the story as Biden interrupted his second vacation of the month for a day trip to Maui. Yeah, let me get there and get back. Did you guys see the video? Anybody grab the video of the people that were en route really being nasty to Joe? Big time. Joe was senior host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a 5-year deal at UPS, Brian Shook reports.
That puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract, which will be retroactively in effect starting August 1st. The Teamsters president said it was the best contract in the history of UPS. He said it should be used as a template for worker protection across the country. I'm Brian Shook.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could still rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday, now standing at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes were searched for remains. The effort now shifts to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that that you've spent with me. You know, I know there's other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. Now, I always joke that I'd like to believe that just shows how smart you are. But I also believe that, you know, you can only listen to all the garbage that's going on, all the breaking news, so many times in one day. I like to do those, well, some of you know, you've been around a while. I like to do those really weird stories. Stories not many people are really dealing with. Again, 855-RILD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time, you know, that you're spending, whether you're on the chat room or you're sending me messages or what have you. I'm good with it. You know, just as long as you're honestly involved, as long as you're honestly doing, you know, having an honest conversation with me, as I like to say. Seriously. Anyway, 855-RILD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. We were talking about, I was talking about, Tom Steyer renting out his place to Joe Biden without the proper permits. Now, I don't think that really had anything to do with it, frankly and honestly. No, seriously. I think what happened was he gave it to Joe. And somebody might have paid for it. I don't know. I'm no genius here. I don't have all the answers, right? But I think that once he hung himself because he was trying to cover what he said it was fair, they rented it for fair market value. Now, the paper, the Globe, received a scoop that a complaint was filed by the Douglas County resident with the vacation home rental. There's an advisory board, I guess, up there. against billionaire climate investor Tom Steyer, owner of the Glenbrook Mansion that the first family is renting. Now, the complaint reportedly cites that Steyer does not have a permit to rent the place out, the $18 million waterfront mansion. If found to be in violation, Steyer could be subject to a $20,000 civil penalty. Again, chump change. Cookies are money for him. The Globe stated that the head of the code enforcement confirmed several complaints they had been received and that an investigation was being conducted. Now, all Steyer will have to do to squelch this is to donate 15 or 20 grand to a local charity. Seriously. Anyway, the investigator said that we can't comment any further. We're actively investigating. Yeah. We know we've heard all that before. But the man's got money. Now, Steyer ran against Biden, if you guys remember, 2020. Any investigation would presumably reveal if and how much Biden paid for the vacation rental. No, because they haven't sent the check yet, and you watch. This will all be so clear and clean, and above board, right? just amazing. Just amazing. And it's because of who they are and how much money they have. Right? Okay. I'm sorry. I had to hit that. We were talking about the banks and the bank gold and that kind of stuff earlier. And somebody sent me a note like, who do you know who to go to? Well, right now I don't. I do have friends in the business. I need to hit a couple of them up to come on and talk about it. I don't know if you buy, the bars, the coins, or anything along those lines, because I'm not the expert. See, I don't do what some of those guys on the radio do, where I know everything about everything. I've had this, done, and that. No, I don't. I don't want to hurt you guys. Ultimately, all right. Catholic farmer. Now, God, it's about time. Which is so ridiculous. The district court for the Western District of Michigan ruled that the city of East Lansing forced County Mills farm owner Steve Tenz to choose between following their religious beliefs, again, and a government benefit for which they were otherwise qualified. Now, Tenz, represented by Alliance of Ending Freedom, they sued the city after he was denied a spot at the public farmer's market. Why? No, not because he used pesticides. No. Because he wouldn't wear a rainbow shirt? No, that wasn't it either. Now, this has gotten out of control, right? Because he owns a ranch, right? Got a big barn on it. And he rents it out for special events, including weddings. So because he wouldn't host a same-sex wedding on his property, East Lansing said, well, then you can't take advantage of any of the city's opportunities. And I'm so glad he didn't go running in the opposite direction. I am so glad that he pushed back and he fought this. Steve and his family run Country Mills Farm, happily serve all customers as a valued vendor. And he's grateful he can continue his longtime partnership with the city and its residents. That's the ADF Senior Counsel, Kate Anderson. She argued in the court in 2021 on behalf of him and his farm. The district court's decision rightly protects Steve's freedom. Why we're even having to go, it shows you these little cities, how easily influenced they are. You go to the towns, the counties, they truly don't really understand the Constitution. They don't understand how our founding fathers wanted us to be able to practice our religious beliefs. They didn't want anything to get in the way. I mean, seriously, back then, you really think that these guys would have hosted a wedding for a satanic couple? Wasn't going to happen. City officials banned Tenz from the market for Facebook. He had Facebook posts that he had made about his Catholic beliefs, especially when it comes to marriage and that kind of thing. Now, the Catholic farmer doesn't even live in East Lansing. He lives in Charlotte, about 22 miles outside the city limit. In the ruling, the county, Mill Farms versus City of East Lansing, the District Court for the Western District of Michigan South Division wrote that Thames and County Mills Farms. The court said that the city violated Thames' free exercise rights by denying an equal share of his rights, benefits, and privileges enjoyed by other citizens. Yep. Now, Anderson said that Thames and County Mill Farms are grateful for the court's decision. Well, yeah. The fact that, you mean, because they follow the Constitution? Why is it a surprise? I mean, it's no different than looking for a bonus for a full week's work. You agreed to work for X amount an hour or X amount a week. You worked that whole week. Should you really expect the bonus? You guys in the chat room are bad. Just bad. At the same time, they are eager to mend fences with the current city officials. Now, why? Just move forward and ignore them. Don't give them any place. They're pretty useless. If that's the way they went after you, it's pretty useless. All right, so I have to say, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I don't care. Don't look for a cure for cancer anytime soon, although I'm sure they already have one, or know of one or two, or five or ten or 12. Now, although the main strength of the cancer researchers should be, what, researching cancer, right? You get some great researchers out there. People that are willing to put the time in and they have the knowledge. Some of them are laser focused on one particular issue or disease. God bless them. Those seeking a professor of cancer biology position, well, at San Diego State University, they'll need to meet several other requirements first. Anybody know what those would be? Definitely have something to do with diversity. As part of the application process, applicants need to complete a building inclusion excellence form. Oh, God bless America. Really. We're going to need more than a blessing, but we'll start there. A building inclusive excellence form. See if I can find one when we go to break. I'd love to know what the questions are. What questions do you ask? Do you believe so-and-so should get the upper hand over so-and-so? Right? Do you believe we should... you know, these people talk about equity all the time. And that, you know, our leaders do not represent the community from a racial standpoint. They're wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to the Joe McKinnon Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network, and I do appreciate your time that you are spending with us, with me. Appreciate it so much. You guys sent me some great messages, you know, during the breaks. It's just hard to go, you know, through them. Make sure they're real. Not that I don't trust you, but I've been bit before. Anyway. Talking about how if you want a real cancer biologist, you may not be able to find one at San Diego State. I say that for a lot of reasons, but one in particular is, again, if you've been listening to the show and you know me, I don't care what color you are. I don't care whether you're male, female, or whatever. I don't care. Really that simple. What I care about is, do you have the ability? Do you have what it takes to be the best cancer biology researcher there is? Or did you get the job because you're a person of color? Because you're transgender? Because you're female? I mean, seriously. Why did you get the job? As part of an applicant process, applicants need to complete a building inclusive excellence form to satisfy diversity, equity, and inclusion needs requirements. Wow. We're seeking applicants with demonstrated experience in and or committed to teaching and working effectively with individuals from diverse backgrounds and members of underrepresented groups. Candidates must satisfy two or more of the 8 Building and Inclusive Excellence criteria. Candidates that meet BIE, geez, I love all these acronyms, are committed to engaging in service with underrepresented populations within the discipline, have demonstrated knowledge of barriers for underrepresented students and faculty with discipline, have experienced or have demonstrated commitment to teaching and mentoring underrepresented students, have experience, I mean, all about the underrepresented students, huh? Experienced or have demonstrated commitment to an integrating understanding of the underrepresented populations and communities. I would love to have them lay out what they mean by underrepresented. Really? Right? Have experienced it or have demonstrated commitment to extended knowledge of opportunities and challenges and achieving artistic scholarly success to... God, it's just amazing. It's all about the underrepresented. They have to be part of the underrepresented group to somewhat be, you know, accepted to this. I mean, really, how about we emphasize more? What's your capabilities? What have you succeeded at? What are you good at? How is it that, you know, why did you even enter this field? Why do you want the internship? Really? Now, the position is being offered by the National Institute of Health. It's funded by them. I mean, seriously. Now, the position, again, it's funded not by the National Institute of Health. We dig a little deeper. It's actually funded by the NIH's diversity program. They give money to stuff like that. So, SDSU's hiring guide, it details the candidate selection process. It emphasizes the school's commitment to diversity. Right? This is where your tax dollars are going. Listen to this. This is kind of their mission, part of their mission statement. In the United States, specifically North America, histories of colonization, slavery, and exclusion have created systemic widespread inequities in the life opportunities enjoyed by members of different social groups. The hiring guide states, as a public service institution, SDSU is committed to addressing these inequities. If you are an applicant for a faculty position, SDSU, who does not have primary experience working with inequities in the United States context, you are invited to reflect on the systemic widespread inequities that shape the lives of social groups in places where you have studied and work. All right, at that point, I'd stop their funding. Shut it down. We're done. No, really. I mean, how does that take care of the needs of all? To me, in looking at that, speaking to that, talking about that, it takes care of the needs of one. Or one group. I mean, all right, maybe even a few different groups. But I mean, in reality, in all seriousness, really? 855-ROAD-JOE, 855, I know, I get too worked up lately. 855-732-5563, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So we're getting more, in California, they're getting more and more, or getting more and more pushback. And from these school boards. The school boards now are looking around and going, you know what, we bought into this, yeah, we got dealt something bad. Orange County, California, and the Orange Unified, they may mandate telling parents if their child is transgender. Now, you're seeing this happen in more and more and more places. Teachers, principals, and counselors at Orange Unified School District could be required to notify parents or guardians that their child is transgender under a proposed new policy, which should be the case. Shouldn't hide anything from the parents. You know? The policy similar to messages have been adopted by school boards in Chino, Urieta, that sparked protests. In Chino's case, it was a pretty loud public meeting. And then the rebuke to the California, a rebuke from the California Attorney General, who wanted that adopted such policies could be in violation of the state's anti-discrimination law. Now, supporters of the measure have argued that all information about students should be disclosed to parents. I agree. But in California, they're doing everything they can, not just to drive a wedge, but to put a, be able to drive a tractor trailer between you and your kids. I don't know. Seen it happen way too many times. On Thursday, Orange Unified board members, well, they met late in the night to discuss a proposal which drew comments from dozens of parents, dozens of teachers. The policy would surely be voted on in its fullest, probably in September. Now, Orange Unified School District principals, certified staff, and counselors would be required to notify parents in writing within 3 school days if a student identifies as a gender other than the student's biological sex. I'd go further with it. I would put in ways that they could, or let me say it, put it this way, professional help that they could seek. Now, that notification requirement would also apply to students who ask to play sports, access bathrooms or lockers, or other than those of the gender they were. Now, see, this is the part. These people are supposed to be, you know, I won't say against it, but truly being part of the solution. I'll put it that way. And yet they use the term the gender they were assigned at birth. The Board of Education says that they support the fundamental rights of parents, guardians, to be informed and involved in all aspects of their pupil's education. If the student asks to be referred to by name, other than their legal name or by pronouns that don't align, right, with their official records, parents should be alerted. Board President and member Madison Minor, who placed the item on the agenda, did not respond to a request. I wouldn't either. I mean, at some point in time, we already know what the argument is. We already know some of the stuff that needs to be done. Right? And yet you're still looking for a reason why these news, I don't want to call them news outlets. Oh, media outlets. How's that? These media outlets want you to explain to them why you think what you think. No, not anymore. We already know. I mean, first of all, parents aren't criminals. The state doesn't own those children. And if you look at what they've done to some of these kids that they supposedly were supposed to be looking into, watching over, yeah, they've done a great job, haven't they, over the years? You know, some families I'm extremely concerned about many aspects of this policy as it relates to our families. Now, the concern is that once the parents find out, the parents might get physical with the kids. Well, here's my problem with that. If you truly believe as a teacher, as an administrator, that those parents are going to get physical with that kid, why aren't you reporting it? If you really believe it, that is. Because you're a mandated reporter in the state of California. If you feel that a child is in danger in any way, why don't you report it? I don't understand. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Really, seriously. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Tell your friends about the show. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Want you back here with me tomorrow.